Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and we welcome you in here tonight with us to sit in on our session here tonight. We are continuing the series that we began last week when we started the series on It's Not a Cakewalk to Heaven. This is part two. Friday we had technical difficulties and failed to get the message in, so we apologize for that. Some of the technical difficulties at the studio at Truth Radio, and we hope and trust that you're receiving us tonight around the Truth Radio network without any interference. If you're listening to us on my computer download, we welcome you. If you're listening by satellite, we especially welcome you. And if you are listening with the micro rebroadcast radio, then we welcome you aboard tonight and whatever community that you're participating from your local rebroadcaster. Praise Yahweh. Well, this is the text that we're going to use tonight in the third chapter of Proverbs. We're going to the 33rd verse. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just. Now, ladies and gentlemen, is there conditions on salvation? The answer is emphatic no. If there were conditions on salvation, it would not be a gift. Salvation is by gift. Now, rewards of works. There is rewards to the ones that work in the kingdom, but everybody has agreed to, if you will, work for a penny, and those that come into the ninth hour receive as much as those that's labored in the hot sun or toiled many hours in the vineyard. Now, how can that be then, Pastor Buddy, if you're rewarded by your works? Well, the Bible says, it gives an illustration of a parable, that he will make you ruler over one city, two cities, three cities, four cities, 10 cities, and such. So then there is a merited favor. Now, Yahweh does not have respect of persons. That is quite true. But let me remind you that he has respect to persons. Now, meaning that the Bible said that he hated Esau before he ever done any good or any evil. Now, did the father know that Esau would bring forth the works of Satan? Is it possible that the father knew that the character or the quality of the character of Esau was not that on a scale compared to Jacob? Well, we believe so, but the Bible says, he said to Cain, if you do good, well and good, but if not, then sin lays at your door. Now, the curse of Yahweh is in the house of the wicked. Ladies and gentlemen, when you perform evil works, because the Bible said, out of the heart proceeds these evil works. And the abundance of the mouth of the heart speaketh. So you can tell exactly what is in the heart by just listening to the heart's conversation. Now, surely the Bible says that the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35. Now, let the scriptures talk, and as it says in 4, And 13, Proverbs, take a fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it. Pass away from it. As the scriptures are telling you, that wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. Now, if you're wise, you will not take up your abode with the wicked. Men that do despise, and those that commit these horrible sins, these that wink with the eye, that speak with their feet, and teach with their fingers. Forwardness is in his heart. He devises mischief continually. He soweth discord. Ladies and gentlemen, the Father is against these that do such things. Chapter 7, verse 1, my son, keep the words and lay up my commandments with you. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of your eye. Why is it that we are instructed? Now, we have a choice here, ladies and gentlemen. And the choice is, choose this day who you will serve. Now, is it a cakewalk into the realm of glory? Of course not. The Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh. Every word. So then, keep the words and lay up his commandments. Now the Bible says his commandments are not grievous. And yet, we go to Mark 12, 29, and then we see that the cheese in the situation gets very binding when it says this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Thou shalt love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in chapter 9 of Proverbs, verse 10, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. Fear him, and the Bible said, if they escaped, we're talking about those that barely escaped, and those that barely did by the skin of their teeth in the new parchment or under the new covenant, those that disobeyed Moses' law died without mercy. So don't think just because that the execution of judgment is not swift against all your sins and all your shortcomings and all your failures that the Father has forgotten you, because the Bible said every secret thing shall be brought into judgment. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy is understanding. For by me, wisdom, is your years multiplied, and the years of your life shall be increased. If you be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself, but if thou scornest, thou shalt alone bear it. Now, let me assure you that the Bible is correct. Verse 5 of the 10th chapter of Proverbs says, He that gathereth in the summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causes shame. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's work time. It's time for us to reach out and touch our fellow Israelite and spread the gospel and tell him that the blessings of Yahweh makes rich. And he adds no sorrow with it. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is wanting a congregation of people that will love him and keep his commandments. The Bible says in the 14th chapter of the book of Proverbs, listen to me, in verse 9, fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. Now, let me repeat that. Fools make a mark at sin. You know, ladies and gentlemen, if you sin, remember, he beareth not the rod in vain. Correction will come with your mischievous ways. You shall not escape, for the Bible said, after you have been enlightened, and then turn from the holy commandment delivered unto you, it would have been better for you not to have known the way than to know it and not obey it. Now, 13 and 10. Only by pride cometh contention. Ladies and gentlemen, if there is a dispute among the sons of Jacob, can we humble ourselves and take the high road, which is the low road? Can we bear the responsibility and the blame? But the Bible said pride goes before a fall. Now, why would pride hinder us in our serving of the Creator? The Bible says, the thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsel of the wicked is deceit. The words of the wicked are to lay in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of righteousness shall not be moved. Praise the Heavenly Father for the righteous walk and the commandments and the covenant keeping of those who fear Yahweh. Now listen to this. 15 and verse 11. Hail and destruction are before the Lord. How much more than the hearts of the children of men? A scorner loveth not one that reproveth him. Now let me repeat that. A scorner, someone that scorns correction and will not be corrected, and pride makes them direct and never bend in the winds of change or correction, then they have to break because they cannot or do not have the ability to humble themselves and bend with the flow of the correction. A scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise for counsel. And the Bible said, in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom. Listen to that. Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly, and without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, there and they are established. Now, I want you to go with me now into the new parchment after we read 16 and 18, as we are talking about those that will be covenant and commandment keepers compared to those that will not yield to the instructions of the Scriptures. There is a way that seemeth right. Now, pride lifted up the heart of man, and then he believes in his heart that what he's doing is correct. But when condemnation comes, then he must be corrected. 16 and 18, read with us in Proverbs, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit goes before a fall. Now, better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Now, we're going to go into the book of Mark, and we're going to read a verse of scripture in Mark chapter 7. Notice as we are reading from the sixth verse of the seventh chapter of the book of Mark. He answered and said unto them, well hath Elias prophesied of you hypocrites, As it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Now, lip service is someone that says they love Yahweh, and then when they are tested with the word, they fall short. Notice as we read, howbeit, verse 7, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandment of their own understanding, or the commandments of the carnal mind of man. Verse 8, for laying aside now, the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men as of washing of pots and cups and any other such things you will do. And he said unto them, for well, you reject the commandment of God that you might keep your own tradition. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a sure thing that the scriptures are forever settled. Now, can the righteous that have been called and chosen, can they at any time fall? The Bible said if a righteous man fall 7 times. So within the framework of your righteousness, you have the weakness to fall. Now, why would you fall? Well, it is stated in the scriptures that there is a specifically a reason, and we're going to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 33, when the people of Israel be smitten down before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is a proven fact that Israel can, will, and do sin. Now, do you ever hear of these Israelite preachers telling you that you can sin? And that sin is the little spoiler of the vine? That it will actually bring you to the point to become unfruitful if you will not confess your sins before him. And he is just to forgive the sin of the people of Israel and bring them again into the land which thou gavest the fathers. Psalms chapter 19, verse 12. Who can understand his errors? Who can understand when he errs? Cleanse me from my secret faults. These are faults that your mind cannot comprehend. Everyone else probably can see it, but you can't. The Bible said, every man's way seems right in his own eyes. But the word is a reprover and for correctional purposes, and yet the Bible says a fool cannot, will not be corrected. Now, what is the rod made? It is made for the fool's back. Ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms chapter 25, verse 7, read with me, remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness sake, O Lord, for thy name's sake, O Lord. Pardon my iniquity, for it is great. This is a confession of the psalmist here, telling the Father that he has come before him as a sinner, raising his hands in submission and humbling himself and saying, pardon me and pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Look upon my affliction and my pain and forgive all my sins. Now, Paul died daily. Why? Because he sinned daily. Ladies and gentlemen, the very false of foolishness is sin. And the carnal mind is constantly, continuously, if you will, pumping out carnality and sin. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I go around and I don't have no bad thoughts. Well, thanks be unto the Father that you have come to the place where you have overcome the carnal mind. The Bible said to be carnal-minded is death. So then, it's evident then that you won't die. If you have no fault or no sin, you cannot die, because when sin is finished, it brings forth death. So when a man dies, it is evident that he was a sinner. But what is the promise of covenant? It boils down to this one word, faith. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Here it is in Psalms 32:1. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered, and blessed is the man unto whom Yahweh imputeth not iniquity. Oh my, that is a very strong scripture for us to even consider at this stage of our teaching lesson tonight. Let me repeat that for your ears and let it sink down into your hearing. As the psalmist says in 32:1, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. Now, if you confess your sins, he's willing and just to forgive you. Let me remind you, according to the New Testament scriptures, if you cannot forgive your brother's sin and transgression, then your heavenly Father will not forgive you. Now, let me give you the scripture that we left off in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 12. To prove to you that son of Jacob Israel is not going to keep or make it through the fire. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the testing time. This is the purification time. And let me remind you that all Israel shall be saved. Now, well, then you say, well, Pastor Bunny, how can you be lost if all Israel is going to be saved? Well, it's pure and simple in this respect. The rest of the verse goes on to say, but not all Israel is Israel. That's where the weeding process comes through. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. Who's that? Let me repeat that. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But the children of the kingdom, who are they? These were Israelites. They were born into covenant, divine covenant principles, yet they would not submit themselves unto the authority of the instruction book to love the Creator with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. And they went a-whoring out from under the divine guidance of the purposes and the high callings which is in the Father. Now, let me go over to Mark chapter 6, if you will. And let us read one more time here in chapter 6. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandment of men. Ladies and gentlemen, you can bring your own commandments to the table, if you will, and you can have it your way. But if you do, you are the two-thirds of the majority of Israel that will make this foolish mistake, trying to climb up some other way. Who's he talking about? Those that climbed up some other way? Those who had the right to make the ascension. Remember, the Bible said he would cast them down to hell. Now, we're reading in the 8th chapter of the book of Mark, and I'm going to start at verse 34. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples, also he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a cross-bearing way. That's the way the shepherd's call. I'm coming back with the cakewalk story. We can't cakewalk to heaven. We got a price to wear the crown. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. I'm glad to be here with you tonight. I'd like to accept you into our fellowship at the Festival of Passover, beginning on the 25th, when we will be in a, what we call, described a good old-fashioned Holy Ghost foot washing communion service on the 26th of May. Now, on the 14th day, actually, of the month, and you see, that's where that the Roman calendar, if you will, really confuses the issues here, because they should keep the calendar by the moon. Now you say, well, Pastor Betty, why should they do that? Because that's the way the scriptures are regulated into timekeeping, with the sun as the central starting point of the equinox, and then the first moon, and then the next moon. You see, you count your days by a new moon. That's the beginning of the month. That's the tradition of the Word, and we follow the tradition of the Word. Now, if you expect to go to heaven and you're a Sabbath breaker, you're not a Sabbath keeper, then you might have to pause to reconsider. And let me give you 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. I'm going to repeat that for you that think it's a cakewalk to heaven. Let us therefore keep these promises, dearly beloved. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Well then, now this is the principle of the divine covenant keeping procedure, for in Mark chapter 8 verse 36, for what shall it profit of man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Matthew chapter 18, let me begin to read you some covenant principles. If you can abide by these principles, then you will exit the kingdom, and you will go wandering into darkness, and then you will have to hit the wall, as I call it, somewhere down the road as Humpty Dumpty, and then your parts will have to be reassembled. If you can gather yourself together or separate yourself from the world and humble yourself before the mighty power of Almighty Yahweh and learn not to transgress. Now, this is the scriptures of Matthew chapter 18, verse 15. Listen as I read. Moreover, if your brother shall trespass against you, go and tell his fault between you and him alone. And if he shall hear you, you have gained your brother. Let me repeat that. Go, if your brother transgresses against you, go tell him his fault. See, transgressions are faults that you may not even know you had, or that you have offended your brother. Therefore, the condition here is that you must go to your brother or your sister that you have this fault with, and you must confess it or tell the person that you have a fault with them. That is the commandment here. Verse 16, but if they will not hear you, then take with you one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. Here it says in verse 17, but if they, he or she, neglect to hear you or them, after you bring witnesses, tell it to the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen and a publican. Now notice this, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed on earth or in heaven. Again, I say unto you that if any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which are in heaven. For for two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Back to Matthew chapter 7, as we are reading in the scriptures here, for if we will not forgive, when you pray, Matthew chapter 6, when you pray, forgive your brothers. After this manner, pray ye, thy Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven, or in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you also. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the gospel according to the book of Matthew. What must we do to enter in? It's not a cakewalk, ladies and gentlemen, to get in. There is conditions every day that you must meet to prove or to be approved of Yahweh. Now remember, when you're rebuked of him, don't faint. If you are rebuked of him, humble yourself. A good fast will do you good. It will get you into a repentant mood. I know I've been there, I've done that, and periodically we all must go through a cleansing. The Bible said, cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh, the carnal mind, if it is fed the correct diet. Then the carnal mind will begin to rise up, and it will rule the spirit man. Therefore, this carnal man must be died daily. You got to keep him humble. And the best way to do it is starve him down. Don't feed him when he wants food. Don't give him drink when he's thirsty. Make him fast and pray. And then by that, he actually grows into a humbled state of mind where that the Father can deal with him. Notice here in Psalms 85:2, thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Thou hast taken away all of thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Thou answerest them, O Lord, our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though they took vengeance of their inventions. And as far as the east is from the west, and as far as so hath he removed our transgressions from us. Psalms 130, verse 4. But there is forgiveness with the Father, that he may be feared. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says, for you to love your enemies and pray for them that despitefully use you. That's the commandments. Yes, it's the lower road in a higher sense, but it's the higher road in a lower sense. For the paradox of that which is up is down, and that which is down is up. Choose this day who you will serve, or if you will, therefore pray that you enter not into temptation. Boast not yourself when you see your brother or sister in a fault, to restore them with humbleness, considering yourself, that you be not tempted likewise. You say, oh, I'm stronger than brother or sister so-and-so, because I'd never fall into that sin. And then you turn that around, and before you know it, you are in a worsened condition, or a worse condition than that you judged your brother or sister for. Judge not, lest you be judged, for by the same judgment you judged, you shall be judged. If you have no mercy, you will gain no mercy. If you give no forgiveness, you will get no forgiveness. If you love, you shall be loved. And notice the scriptures are very plain, and it's not a cakewalk to heaven. I wish it was. I would like to tell you tonight that all you've got to do to gain entrance into heaven is be white and be right. That's not the menu. That is not the menu, ladies and gentlemen. There is going to be wicked servants that are white that's going to be cast out into outer darkness. Why? Because they would not keep the commandments. Now, we're going to quickly go into some of the commandments. The first commandment that I've been give you is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love him with all your heart. But remember in the last days that men will become lovers of their own selves. They have no sins. You never hear them confess that they're wrong. They're always right. They've got it their way. And they will not give you the scriptures. But let me give you what it says here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned except he strive lawfully. Now, if you want to excel, if you want to go to the top, if you want to be the leader of the pack, you must preach what the Bible says. You must teach and you must perform the things that is written in the scriptures for your learning, and you must have mercy to gain mercy, and you must have faith to give faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Notice here it is in the scriptures that he's coming back to destroy them that believe not the gospel. Now, who's the gospel for? It is for, to, and about Jacob Israel. But as they were in the days of the wilderness, they rebelled. They put their hands to the plow. They looked back. But let me assure you that the Bible says, he that puts his hands to the plow and looks back, he is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Now, we'll close it out tonight in the book of Galatians. Go with us to the book of Galatians. We're going to chapter 5, and we're going to verse 19. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Adultery. Adultery is a flesh manifestation. It is forgivable. If you will confess your faults, and if you will pray, then Yahweh will forgive you. Fornication. This is uncleanliness of the flesh. Maybe you've been a lesbian. Maybe you've been homosexual. Maybe you've done these perverted acts, and you have been filthy in the flesh. The Bible said to cleanse yourself. And such were some of you, it says, but now you are washed, and now you are clean, and you are separated from the world, and now you are in the divine name of the King. Uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred. Do you hate without a cause? Are you full of hatred? Is your spirit just wanting to hate someone, wanting to kill someone, wanting to punish someone, want to see someone die and gurgle in their own blood? Do you have such a spirit? Do you think that Christ, the Bible said, who was tender, merciful, and the word pitiful is included in the explanation of how your Redeemer Savior conducted his affairs on the earth? When they smote him on the cheek, he opened not his mouth. When they ripped his back with a cat of nine tails, he stood there as a man and took the unjust punishment. As he bore the punishment that they lashed out upon him, he bore that for us. Variance. Now, there's people that are always varying. They don't want to humble and go back to the word. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we'd never get in trouble if we stayed with the word. If you have something against your brother and you won't go to them, then you're varying from the word. You need to return. Emulations. Emulate. These are copycats. We've got a lot of men that like to be like preachers. And they like to say, well, I believe in Pastor so-and-so. He's my pastor and he's my teacher. You have no teacher except Christ. And if your pastor doesn't teach the evidence of the truth of the Bible and the commandments of Yahweh, then he's not a pastor of Christ. Notice, wrath. There's people that are full of wrath. Ladies and gentlemen, you run on a spirit like that, it's not the spirit of Yahweh. It may sound good to the flesh man who wants to get even or vengeance, but remember the word, vengeance is mine, saith Yahweh, strife. Always stirring up strife. Always trying to bring division. Seditions. Trying to succeed from the union of the fellowship of the Spirit. Always bringing in, if you will, a spirit that soweth discord. Someone that gets out of the word brings discord in the harmony of the group of the gospel keepers. If you will return and go back to your where you left your gift at the altar, and if you remember that you have an ought against your brother, leave your gift before you offer it up. Do not step upon the altar before you make it right. That is the word. Heresy, that is a itching ear to hear something that someone was supposed to have said. And then, no, my, we are so proud to envy murders, drunkenness, reviling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'll end my message tonight, and we will conclude this two-part series on It's Not a Cakewalk to Heaven. If you'd like to have these cassette tapes, then you just write or call Pastor Buddy. Now, you can write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's all of the address that you need. That is Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. If you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. Just mention the series on It's Not a Cakewalk to Heaven. I hope that these scriptures will inspire you. And if you have faults, to confess them. If you have sins, go to the Father, and the Father will forgive you freely. And to separate yourself from every brother that walketh disorderly, that won't keep the commandments, and he himself becomes a castaway. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And Brother Craig out in Oregon has just informed me that truth is coming through tonight loud and clear. Thanks, Brother Craig, for that information. I hope you're listening up there in the great state of Oregon, out there in the West. Praise Yahweh. Yahweh richly bless you and keep you, young man. This is a young man full of faith and full of energy, and how we need men in the kingdom like Brother Craig, praise Yahweh. So keep up the good work out there, young man, and make sure that your election and calling is within the framework of the Father. Now, we are in fellowship next month in Passover. My, how we'd like to see you there. And we would like to fellowship you on the 25th of May, where we will be in Passover on the full moon on the night of the 26th. Yahweh bless you, Jacob Israel, until tomorrow night. And remember, you can't cakewalk your way to heaven, but you can, by covenant keeping and by commandment keeping, you can meet your brothers and sisters on the distant shores of glory, where we'll be gathered together and hear him say, well, Sharon, my good and faithful servant, and faithful of a few things, and I'll make you ruler over many. Good night, Jacob Israel. Yahweh bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.